They struggled to smile for the cameras as they met at a secured location in Uzhhorod, near the Slovak and Hungarian borders. Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico wanted assurances from Ukraine's president that Kiev would halt attacks on Russian energy infrastructure.
Respektujeme, ak si krajina chráni národné záujmy.
Fico told reporters that while Slovakia respects Ukraine's right to defend itself, it should also respect the interests of others. He said he raised concerns about Ukrainian strikes on Russian energy facilities and the halt of Russian natural gas supplies to Slovakia. But President Volodymyr Zelensky insisted Ukraine must keep hitting Russia's energy income to weaken its war machine. He said the issue was discussed this week with US President Donald Trump and other European leaders.
President Trump expects a stronger Europe with better coordination between Europe and the United States. At the same time, he's very disappointed with some European countries, especially Hungary and Slovakia, because they continue to buy Russian oil. That means they are helping to fund Russia's war machine. America wants to seriously cut Russia's income from energy exports, and this is the right path. The less money Putin makes from oil, the less he can spend on war and on destabilization of other countries.
Zelensky added that Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, a close Trump ally, also needs to hear those signals from Washington. Yet both Slovakia and Hungary complain that households are suffering because of energy shortages caused by the war. Despite ongoing fighting, prisoner exchange efforts continue. Australia's Ukrainian community is urging politicians to include Oscar Jenkins, a 33-year-old Australian captured while fighting for Ukraine. He was sentenced to 13 years imprisonment in Russia on mercenary charges, and supporters fear he risks becoming a forgotten prisoner of war. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.